Another question being raised by current concerns is, what will Breton Barber wear to school on Monday? Breton Barber is a junior at Dearborn High School in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. He was sent home from school a couple of weeks ago for wearing a T-shirt. The T-shirt featured a portrait of President Bush and was captioned, "International Terrorist." Now, before sending Mr. Barber home, the vice principal asked him to turn the shirt inside out. He refused. When he arrived home, he didn't just call his parents, but the American Civil Liberties Union. Mr. Barber is 16 years old and has been to 3 anti-war demonstrations and is said by the New York Times and other papers to know a thing or two about civil liberties law. He joins us from member station WDET in Detroit. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And recreate for us, if you could, that talk, at least from your point of view, you had with the principal. I understand you were citing citations.
Well, after I was sent home, I called my principal, and she asked me if I was familiar with the Supreme Court decision Tinker versus Des Moines, which basically stated, and I quote, that students or teachers do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. And it was about some students, John Tinker and his sister Mary Beth and 3 other students, who wore black armbands to school in protest of the Vietnam War. And they were suspended, and it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. And my principal then proceeded to quote from the dissenting opinion of that Supreme Court case, and I disagreed with her and told her that, well, you know, that was a dissenting opinion, and I wasn't going to argue with her anymore, and she told me to come back the next day with a different shirt on.
Why this T-shirt and not, let's say, you know, a Picasso dove or a T-shirt that says, I won't fight a war for oil barons? Why this one that specifically calls President Bush a terrorist like Osama bin Laden?
Well, this shirt just emphasized my feeling of anti-war sentiment. It really sent that message strongly, and that's what I wanted to do. This shirt, I was hoping, would generate some class discussion with my classmates about the war, and I just think it sent a stronger message. I'm attacking Mr. Brooks' policies. I'm not attacking him personally.
Well, you're calling him an international terrorist. Most people would consider that a personal insult. Particularly someone who was president when this country was attacked by terrorists would consider that an insult. I'm not saying you don't have a right to say it, but I'll take the license of being an adult to tell you if you think that's not an insult, you're crazy.
Well, I'm very concerned with the war he is starting. It has the potential to kill many innocent people, and I'm very concerned with the terrorism that a war could spark in this country. And I certainly don't feel that at this point it's about whether or not you're calling someone a terrorist. It's about the fact that I have the right to wear the shirt to the school. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech, whether it's a leaflet, a school paper, organizing a rally. I would have loved to have written an article for our school paper. Unfortunately, we don't have one, so that option wasn't available to me.
Have you seen anyone in your school wear, let's say, an American flag lapel pin?
Oh, absolutely. American flags, pictures of Che Guevara. At another high school in the district, students often wear shirts that say Bush is not my president. So there's certainly been many shirts and, like you said, American flags and things that have been displayed of patriotic and political value.
You an absolutist on the First Amendment? I mean, if a youngster, one of your classmates showed up with a swastika?
Absolutely. I would, if someone showed up with a swastika, I'd strongly disagree with them. I'd ask for an explanation, and I'd want to debate their feelings, but I certainly would be the first to say that they have the right to wear that shirt.
Mm-hmm. You're going to wear this shirt again?
Well, at this point, we're just waiting to talk to the school district. All the lawyers are out, the lawyers from the ACLU, the lawyer from the school district. And once they all come back on Monday and they convene, and if the school district gives me permission, yes, I absolutely will wear the shirt again.
But you're waiting for permission from the school?
Yes, at this point I don't want to, put my academic career in jeopardy. I don't want to get suspended again or anything like that. I'm just waiting for talks to occur between the two parties, the school and the ACLU, and hopefully we can resolve the matter outside of court.
Another question.
Sure.
A little cold for T-shirts there this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Luckily, I had a heavy jacket when I was going into the school, but they heat it pretty well there at Dearborn High.
Mr. Barber, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. I appreciate it.
Breton Barber, a high school junior in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, speaking from WDET in Detroit.